This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. And I'll tell you what, I'm really excited for them to be on the show. They fell on my radar about 2 months ago. We're talking about CytoDyn. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYDY. With us today is the CEO of that company, going to bring us up to speed on some of their applications, some of their products that they're working with the FDA. We're talking about Nitr Porcine. Welcome to the show. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You know, HIV, when you think about that, I kind of think you're kind of late to the game, but that's not the case. You guys have a combination therapy achieve primary endpoint, which is now you're preparing your application with the BLA to file for approval. And I guess you're going to add the other product you have, the PR140. Tell us, what is the product and what does that mean to your company?
So the product is a humanized monoclonal antibody, and it's an IgG4 antibody. It has shown great results in HIV patients in the clinical trial, human clinical trial, has fast-track designation from FDA with possibility of accelerated approval. NIH granted it $28 million in the past, and we have finished two phase three. One of them finished enrollment. The other one we finished complete trial. The one that we finished the whole trial was a pivotal trial. We hit our primary endpoint with a p-value of 0.0032. And that's a good p-value to have. And the study finished with a suppression of viral load below 50 copy at the rate of 81%. The only products approved for that category, that population, had 43% suppression rate for 24 weeks. And Pfizer had a product that was about 45% for 48 weeks suppression rate.
Well, I got many questions for you. I hope you can answer them for me. One, don't you think you're a little late to the game? And why going after the HIV cure? Because I thought there was already a cure out there.
No, that's correct. There is no cure out there, and the cure looks very almost impossible to come up with at this time. Obviously, people have to continue working and try to get that, and they are. But it's many years away, perhaps 20, 30 years away from that. In regards to being late in the game, Gilead and Viv are the two largest pharmaceutical in this arena, and they continuously are developing products. So obviously they see the need to improve the products. They improve the products quite a bit, but the trend is now to try to make it a simplified regimen. Instead of having three components to their therapy, have two components. We was able to do that. We have a product that's single agent therapy, and potentially if that comes to the market, it will be very well received. When we enroll in the clinical sites in hospitals, the patients' acceptance of this is incredible. We usually have to stop patients for not to get over-enrolled. We enrolled 300 patients, and our responders rate we just announced was much better than before, which that was what the FDA was waiting for, so we can give them better responders rate. So we are very close to hopefully get a pivotal trial for that and be able to get that population, get approval for that population also. Antibody self-injectable at home once a week, there's nothing like that out there. And to improve the quality of life of the patients, you need to have a product that is antibody where without having the side effect and toxicity that the products out there have. The products out there are getting a lot better. The safety is much better, and toxicity and side effects are much better. But patients are still wanting to have something that is less burden on taking it. Some patients are taking right now 4 or 5 pills a day, even though if there is a single pill a day available. And we are two injections, one after another, one dose per week. It takes about 30 seconds.
So let me ask you this. On the approval of that, what is that going to mean to your company, and how far are we looking for approval? So what I'm trying to say, are we in phase one, phase two, phase three? Are we back in animal trials? So just bring my listeners up to date about how we're going to go through the process to get approval.
I think in the whole Wall Street, if you search for any biotech company, I doubt it that if you find a biotech company that has hit their primary endpoint in their final phase of a study, phase three, and ready to submit biologic license application, which is the final approval application. We met with FDA. They wanted us to send in the BLA, and they allow us to do this in a rolling BLA fashion. So to have a company that is just in the few months perhaps away from filing the complete BLA and having approval in 2019 most likely is an incredible situation for us. So we
I
feel
agree.
Very, very strong.
Wow, that's incredible. Hey, tell me about the letter of intent that you guys to acquire Prostagene. What is that all about?
So the role of CCR5 is called the entry door for HIV. And scientists in the last 10 years have been discovering a lot of activities that is done through CCR5. Pfizer realized that their CCR5 antagonist product had application in graft versus host disease, but the world-renowned oncologist researcher, Dr. Richard Pestell, approached us and said, your product has hardly any toxicity or side effect, and that's what we need for the world of cancer, and your product stops the metastasis of cancer in an in vitro study. He proven that. And he done that with the Merck and Pfizer's product. And he came to us, said, your product has incredible potential in the world of cancer. Patients will not die from cancer if the cells of cancer cannot metastasize. The one that metastasize have to have CCR5 on it. The other cells don't kill. And if CCR5 antagonist stops that, in the words of Dr. Richard Pestell, that could be the biggest development for the world of cancer for the whole next decade. So he approached us. He said, let's have a collaboration. We said we do an acquisition of his company. He agreed. He's coming in, and we were hoping to finish that acquisition very soon. He will be our chief medical officer to head this program.
My guest today is Nader Pourhassan. He is the CEO of Cytodyne, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYDY. I want you guys to listen up because I love this company, very grossly undervalued at 58 cents. As you listen to the CEO, he says he thinks they'll be on track to come out with this product sometime in 2019. That being said, you guys hired a new board member. I think his name is Michael Klump. Why him?
Michael Klump is a very high-level wealthy investor, and he had found us through another friend of him about 4 years ago. That friend is now a board member, Dr. Scott Kelly. And as he followed the company for the last couple of years, he invested quite a bit in our company. And then when the cancer indication came up and he looked at that, he says, my goodness, I want to be involved in this. This is very exciting. And we welcomed him gladly to our company. We are in the mix of fundraising at all time, trying to always raise money. So to have a wealthy investor with all his connection in our board is a great thing to have.
Significant market opportunities besides your application of BLA and your other product, Pora 140. Are you working on any other thing that might come to fruition or to the market anytime soon?
So we are in human study for leukemia cancer patients in need of bone marrow transplants for the indication of graft versus host disease. We are in phase two, and we just announced that our colon cancer results have been positive and strong for inhibiting the growth of a tumor cancer for colon cancer. So we are filing IND to hopefully start a phase two in that indication fairly soon.
Nader, it is an honor to have you on my show. Like I said, you guys came on my radar about 2 months ago. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Well, the a product that is ready to be approved, hopefully for HIV for two different population, bringing something that people call that could change the HIV paradigm, and having all the indications in many cancers and autoimmune diseases is what Pro-14 is all about.
Well, I want to thank you for your time. I know you're a busy guy. Hopefully you'll come back on my show in 40 or 50 days, give myself and my listeners an update of what's going on, because what you guys are doing, it's very important, and you're changing the world, and I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you so much for having me, and it was a pleasure to be with you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.